Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Dad's Gone Crypto. Today we're diving into a topic that is as intriguing as trying to assemble your kid's new high-tech toy without instructions. But don't worry, we've got the manual. All right. We're talking about Bitcoin runes, a cutting-edge twist to the Bitcoin saga that is shaking up how we think about digital money. And by the way, I'm not unpacking this box of mysteries alone. I'm joined by the man who once built an entire backyard fort using just his Swiss Army knife and a YouTube tutorial. My co-host, Crypto Dad Ryan. How are you doing today, Ryan?
I'm doing great. I'm especially happy today. The Bitcoin halving is going off in about 10 hours or so from now. Yep, so celebrating with a Guinness.
Doing a little whiskey and Coke Zero.
Awesome. And not only is the Bitcoin halving exciting, but I'm also excited to break down runes and maybe even debunk a few of these myths along the way. So let's make this tech talk as smooth as Sunday barbecue with your buds.
That's the spirit. So folks, whether you're a Bitcoin veteran or just curious about all the crypto buzz that is happening about this runes, today's episode is going to shed some light on runes, a protocol that's like a Swiss Army knife for your Bitcoin, giving it new tricks that could change how we use this digital gold. So grab your beverage, settle in, and let's get started. What is Bitcoin? What is ordinals? And what is Bitcoin runes? Let's start there.
All right, Sean. So before we jump into the world of Bitcoin runes, let's set the stage with the basics. So starting off, what exactly is Bitcoin? Think of Bitcoin like a virtual piggy bank, right? But instead of storing physical coins, it stores digital ones. It was created to be like cash for the internet. You can send and receive money directly with someone else anywhere in the world without needing a bank in the middle. No middlemen, no hefty fees, just peer-to-peer transactions.
Exactly, Ryan. And it all runs on a public ledger called the blockchain, where every transaction is recorded. It's like a giant decentralized scoreboard where everybody can see the score, but no single player can control the scoreboard.
Right. Now, let's talk about something a bit newer to the Bitcoin world, ordinals. Now, these are digital collectibles of artwork stamped right on to individual pieces of Bitcoin. So each one is unique, like having a numbered edition of a comic book or a rare baseball card. But it's all digital, nothing physical.
And crypto dads out there, we do a deep dive with ordinals in one of our episodes. So please scroll through and click, and then it'll tell you a bit about the ordinals protocol. And that brings us to runes. Ryan, how would you explain runes to our listeners?
Well, imagine if you could use those same principles of unique digital items, like those ordinals, but for creating special tokens that can actually do things. Runes are like digital tokens that you can mint, trade, and use, all built on top of Bitcoin's existing structure.
It's kind of like we buy those customizable labels for our kids' sports gear so they don't get mixed up. With runes, you're essentially creating a customized, versatile token that can be used for a bunch of different purposes, all registered, verifiable through the Bitcoin blockchain.
Right. And the cool part is that these tokens use the Bitcoin network, but operate in a way that keeps the network clean and efficient without clogging it up with extra data. It's like having a toy that automatically puts itself away. No mess. It cleans up all the toys on the living room floor all by itself.
Can I get two of those, please? That's a neat trick. Runes makes using Bitcoin for different types of transactions and applications more feasible without stepping on the toes of what makes Bitcoin great for security, transparency, and decentralization. All right, so let's move along. We need to understand the UTXO model, right? What exactly is it? Ryan, can you explain what the UTXO model is? I'm going to pull up a chart just so our crypto dads can have a look at it. I'll explain this chart once you've explained to us just an example of what it is.
All right. So getting into the UTXO model, it stands for unspent transaction outputs. To simplify it, let's think about it like Lego blocks. Imagine every time you receive Bitcoin, you get a set of Lego blocks. Now, each transaction that you make with Bitcoin is like building something new with those blocks. So let's say you want to buy a coffee with your Bitcoin. To pay, you'd need to put together the exact amount using your Lego blocks. So sometimes you might need to break down those bigger Lego constructions into smaller pieces to get the exact amount. So let's say the coffee costs 3 small blocks, but all you have is a little Lego building you built with 6 blocks. What you would need to do is break that down. So you hand over the 6-block piece, the barista takes the 3 blocks needed for the coffee, and then gives you back 3 blocks as change. Every single transaction reshapes your Lego stash.
Okay, so let's have a look at this chart over here. It's a lot of stuff on here, so let's break it down. Let's look on the left-hand side. This is the crypto wallet. It's got 0.4 BTC in it. And then we got our vendor, which wants our money because we want to purchase something from it. Okay, so we purchase something. Cool. So here we go, the transactional input. 2 inputs equals 0.2 BTC. Cool. It goes through, the transaction happens. So now the conference ticket officer that you want to buy the ticket from, they get a UTXO transaction. Then the Bitcoin mining fee, the guy that obviously validates that the transaction is happening is correct, he gets a UTXO stamp. And then, of course, we're coming down over here and it goes back to Bob, and Bob gets that UTXO in his wallet. So the more transactions that he does, the more UTXO transaction stamps happen in his wallet. And, you know, let's say you got a 50 transactions. You know, and you, let's say you got 10 BTC and there's 50 of those UTXOs. Technically, your transaction for sending or receiving or sending money, basically, will, the transaction fee is higher because there's a lot of congestion that they have to file through to say, yes, money was spent, then he bought this, then he did that, then he's got 4 blocks back. And all of that has to be processed. So to do that accounting practice, is basically they're charging more for it as opposed to a fresh wallet with just one transaction. Okay, so, and that shaping is super important because unlike regular wallets where you can just pull out the exact dollar bill you need, Bitcoin UTXO model means that the wallet needs to manage all of these different blocks or chunks of Bitcoin you received over time. Imagine going to a yard sale, finding a bunch of toys that you want to buy for your kids, but instead of pulling out cash, you pull out a giant puzzle. You tell the seller, yeah, I'm going to give you $15. Let's put this puzzle together real quick to figure out how much each piece is worth and then take apart and give you exactly what I owe you. It sounds a bit crazy, right? But essentially, what Bitcoin wallet does behind the scenes is every time you make a transaction, it selects, breaks, and reassembles these blocks to ensure you're sending the right amount and that you are not double spending the same Bitcoin.
Right. And that's why the UTXO model is a big deal. It keeps the Bitcoin network secure and ensures that every piece of Bitcoin is accounted for, just like making sure every piece of that puzzle is used correctly and only once. And only once is the key there. And it's what makes Bitcoin secure and immutable.
And fully transparent. So the next time you send Bitcoin and it feels as seamless as trading baseball cards, remember there's a whole Lego masterpiece going on under the hood, keeping your transactions safe and sound. All right, folks, we've touched on ruins now, but let's dig a little deeper into why this is such a big deal, especially for your Bitcoin maxis out there worried about network congestion.
Yeah, exactly. One of the key criticisms of ordinals, as cool as they are for embedding unique digital assets directly on Bitcoin, is that they can really fill up the network. Think of it like trying to drive your kids to school along with every other parent in town, but you all have to take the exact same one-lane road to get there.
And now with the Bitcoin halving happening, there is going to be a lot of cars on the highway. And nobody likes traffic jams, especially when they're in a rush. You want to get your transaction out there as quick as possible. But here's where Ruins comes into play. Ruins proposes a way in which they use the same road, but but organizes the traffic much better, making sure that every car moves smoothly without causing any backup.
Yeah, Runes does this by optimizing how the data is stored and processed on the network. Instead of each transaction taking up a lot of space, like those big SUVs in the school run analogy, Runes transactions are more like compact cars. They pack all the essentials, but in a more efficient, space-saving way.
And that's crucial because it means that the network can handle more transactions without clogging up. More transactions happening smoothly means Bitcoin isn't just sitting there for the big guys for a once-off payment. It's being used day in and day out for all kinds of things.
And let's not forget about the miners. With more transactions flowing smoothly, miners continue to earn transaction fees. This is even more important as we approach the next Bitcoin halving, where their reward for mining a block is going to get cut in half. More transactions could actually mean more fees to make up for that drop.
Absolutely. And miners are important because they obviously secure the network and they help everything to keep nice and secure. So without them, Bitcoin becomes very dangerous. So we need them. So by creating a new type of utility for Bitcoin, you keep the miners happy. And if they're happy, you know, the security is happy. And that's where everyday usability comes into play. Imagine being able to use Bitcoin routinely for everything from buying morning coffee to paying your gym membership. Runes can help make that reality by reducing the cost and delays of the transactions.
Yeah, it's like Bitcoin is getting a turbo boost that makes it practical for all the small stuff, not just the big ticket purchases. This could, you know, seriously open up new avenues for Bitcoin usage, increasing its value as a truly functional currency, not just as digital gold.
So for our listeners out there, Runes might be just that innovation that helps Bitcoin transition from a collector's item to a currency that you can use every single day. It's about making Bitcoin not only a store of value, but also a medium of exchange that is fast, efficient, and ready for mainstream. Don't get us wrong. Bitcoin is that store of value. It is that digital gold. But if it has more usability, more utility, and it doesn't create the congestion and irritate the process of making the transaction happen, that means there's more usage, which means it drives the price higher. And that's good for the whole ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys, that concludes our understanding of what Runes is. I hope you enjoyed the show. Before we get going and leaving you to your weekend, we've got the dad's joke. It's that time of the evening. Ryan, have you prepared a dad's joke?
Well, I don't know about a joke, but I just started reading this great book. It's all about anti-gravity. I'll tell you, it's impossible to put down.
I do like it. But you can't have a drink.
I'm drinking anyway. That was terrible.
Two fingers. One first drink. So, Ryan, I don't know if you know, I used to waiter once upon a time, and a customer came in and said, please, can I have a lobster tail? So I said, once upon a time, there was a handsome lobster.
All right, we both need a drink. We better keep our day jobs because
jeez, yo. Oh my God. If our salary depended on these dad jokes, you're I might be needing your Swiss Army knife. Oh shit. As we wrap up, remember, today isn't just another day, it's a milestone for Bitcoin, with the halving happening and the launch of Runes. These events might just steer Bitcoin towards becoming an everyday currency. Thanks for tuning in, and keep an eye on how things are developing and unfolding. It's an exciting time to be in the world of crypto. Until next time, keep your wallet safe and your investments sound. Goodbye and happy investing.
Absolutely. Happy halving day, everybody.
See Cheers. Ya.
The material and information presented in this recording are for entertainment purposes only. Do not misconstrue what you hear as investment or trading advice. Always do your own research. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the guests on this recording are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Dad's Gone Crypto or its hosts.